T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I want to make one quick correction there from
what?
The update. You know, we got to always fix everything at 6 o'clock.
Oh, Wooly blew it again?
He blew it again. Greg Madison is going to be the co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State.
Yes.
I mean, come on. We can't be giving out misinformation here.
Exactly. He's 69, Greg Madison, literally. He is. And the other guy's a young guy, right? So they're kind of, you know, maybe.
And one is more a secondary type of specialist.
Yep.
He's more a front seven specialist. But, you know, it's funny. You're seeing all the Michigan fans freak out about that on social media. And, look, I get it. I do think it's a little bit spiteful. But people just – it's almost like sports aren't exactly the same as everything else. Like, you're telling me.
Like,
okay,
they're not.
Let's say the Detroit Free Press came at you, right? They want to make you the lead columnist. They want to double your salary, okay? They want to increase your role.
Well,
you're taking the gig. You're like, look, the news, I know. You've been great to me, but sorry, I got to take it. I have to.
So
like,
I would just go over there and carry Mitch's bags, right? Come on. That's all they could use me for, please.
Clearly, that would be a promotion.
Yeah,
yes.
No, I do think it's about money.
Anybody would do that.
Right. And if there is any quote-unquote spite involved, and I saw a lot of Michigan football players were on Twitter like, whoa, what? Preaching loyalty and stuff? Not a good look. Optics bad for Michigan. But I will say this. Greg Madison is 69 and has not been a defensive coordinator for a little while and is a much better defensive line coach than he is a defensive coordinator. And I do think he wanted a raise. His contract was up, so be it.
69 years of age, and now he'll basically be on both sides of the rivalry. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see exactly what you're saying. Good job.
There you go.
Speaking of that type of humor.
Was that funny?
Yeah. No. Before we get into the college football, I wanted to say one thing about the Bears kicker. What's his name?
Cody Parkey.
Cody Sparky.
Yeah.
Cody
Parkey. Poor guy.
Poor kid, okay? The Bears would have won. Mitch Trubisky would be this hero.
Matt Nagy, rookie head coach, getting a playoff win. Yeah.
But I want to correct something that the crazy Italian and the other kids in the afternoon show did.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't a double doink. People don't realize. Talk about horrible ways to lose. It was a triple doink. Do you understand that 3 1-inch things had to happen? Because the NFL today announced and changed it was technically a blocked kick. The ball was tipped.
Did you see the Zapruder film of it?
Yes.
The NFL tweeted it out. It was, grainy and like zoomed in. You could barely see it.
That little tip of the ball by 1 inch, right, sent it to the upright where – by 1 inch, if it's 1 inch further inside, it would have dropped. And then it hit off the crossbar, maybe 1 inch deeper in, and it's a good field goal. 3 1-inch doinks. Wow. Sounds like Saturday night at Sully's house,
1 inch
right?
deeper, and you score. I mean, that's really what it goes to show. But I'm with you, because that was as dramatic and as depressing as it can possibly get. And you watch, like I saw Barstool Sports, Big Cat, whatever his name is. He was watching the game, and they had cameras on them as they're
and
seeing
bonkers,
this, right?
Right?
No. He's a Bears fan.
Oh.
So immediately, like you can – they're not showing the actual video side by side, but you can see all of the emotions. Like immediately, he kind of sits up a little bit. Because it looks like it's going to be good, right? And then it starts to, like, dip to the left. And then, And then it clanks. And then you're like, and you see him jump up. And then it goes down and it clanks again. And you put your arm up going, did it fall back? Did it fall through, you know, the uprights? And then you see it land in the end zone.
All right. Well,
all of the levels of horror.
Yeah.
Right there.
And it ended with your pants full, for sure. All right, let's revisit Bogey's little question in the crosswalk. 248-539-9797. You Michigan fans, would you rather have lost 41-15 in the Peach Bowl or lost on a triple doink at the end?
No.
Yes, we're asking that. 248-539.
The Peach Bowl doesn't matter.
97. No, but still, whichever way would you rather lose?
Okay, as a fan, sure. When everything is on the line, a championship potential on that, or advancing in the playoffs,
okay.
Would you rather get your ass blown out, start to finish, and dominated, or would you rather lose the way that the Bears lost
yesterday? Okay, let's switch it then. Michigan State, would you rather lose 38-0 to Alabama in the playoff, or lose on a triple doink that you'll talk about for the rest of your life? 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I don't think anyone's going to take the triple doink. Do you think?
No, because and I know we still talk about 38-0 and, Michigan State, wow, did they really make the playoff if you lost 38-0? I just think it's easier to accept when you go there, you get your ass blown out. You basically just know you really didn't belong. But for you to have a chance and for you to feel, oh, my God, Mitch Trubisky just made these unbelievable throws. Oh, my God, it's a 43-yard almost chip shot. Like, this is over. You're advancing to the next round or you're advancing whatever it is. I don't want to have that hope because then you get let down in the biggest possible way.
Okay, no, but here's the true answer. In the short term, it's better to be blown out because you leave the day. You're not even going to think about 38. Think about in the short term.
Yeah, you're almost over it before the game's
in
over.
In the long term, it's better to have the triple doink because even though you're just nauseous and throwing up, in a week or 2 weeks, you go, God, we could have won. We were right there. We're not miles away like Michigan State, Alabama, or Michigan, Florida, or whatever. Yes, I think in the long term, you'd rather have the triple doink.
I don't know. Just thinking as a fan, again, like, could you imagine being a Bears fan yesterday and dealing with
shut
that
up.
And
would you
you're a 7-point favorite at home against the worst team in the NFC playoff picture.
Do not have sympathy for the Bears.
I'm getting heartburn.
No one has sympathy for Lions fans.
Well, no, we don't deserve it because we're losers.
No, nobody should have sympathy for that. Why did that Bears great defense let them march right down the field?
I understand.
Score the lead touchdown.
For it to come down to that and that be the way that you ultimately lose. I wouldn't have slept. I would have gotten rip-roaring drunk. I don't think I would have gone on the epic rant against Cody Parkey that we saw that one dude do on social media, but
you didn't, send out a tweet that said hashtag prayers for Chicago, did you?
No.
I mean, don't go too far
cares?
On this.
Look, why should I care about the Bears? They don't matter to me.
You sounded like you're having sympathy for them.
Thinking as a fan, like when I was younger and you experienced a crushing defeat. Yeah, you know what? It sucks. That's not fun. It's awful. It's very difficult to get over. So you at least can understand and empathize a little
bit. There's one of those every year in the NFL playoffs. Last year was Minnesota?
Minnesota and
the Minnesota Miracle.
Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minnesota Miracle.
Yeah.
Seems like there's one now. There might not be one this week with these matchups, but there is one every week. And we will, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. And we're also going to talk about the big title game tonight. Clemson against Alabama. And if you say you're not watching because you don't want to see the fourth meeting between them, you are a big fat liar or you're not a college football fan.
Yeah. No, I thought it was
one or the other.
I thought it was very dishonest what they were doing before our show. The little Valeni show, as they were downplaying it. I'm not as amped up for it. I'm not as juiced. It's Alabama, Clemson. It makes me depressed that Michigan and Michigan State aren't even on that level. And I do get that sentiment, but just going into this game and knowing that football is almost over, that's all the more reason to be in tune. Like, if I didn't have to do Pistons tonight, I'm not watching this garbage. I'm watching Alabama-Clemson from the beginning and thoroughly enjoying
it. Most people, you don't have to sit there. I'm not telling you how to be a fan. You don't have to sit there the whole time and go,
Michigan and Michigan State, they'll never get there. They'll never be like this. Oh, I can't watch.
You don't have to be like the Bird Box movie, okay, and put blindfolds on. I finished Bird Box last night.
Did you really?
It's good.
We were going to watch it last night. We didn't end up doing it.
It didn't, like, move me like it moved a lot of people.
Oh.
The movement of the day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I started watching Escape at Dannemora or whatever it's called.
Oh, I heard that's good.
Very, very good. You might want to check that out.
All right.
Phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. We'll get to the Alabama-Clemson thing coming up, but help us answer this. Would you rather lose the way that the Bears lost yesterday with three different clanks, three different, you know, incremental movements that could have changed it at the last second.
Or 38-0 to Alabama or 62-39 to Ohio State.
Yeah, by the way, Ohio State just scored again. Bogey and Wojo, 97.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.